Bella's gonna boss, Lexi's gonna float, and Mama Bella gets her sass on. Stay tuned for the Total Bellas After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yay.
We've come so far. The brand new Total Bellas theme is what you're hearing in your ears right now, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us. My name is Christy Olsen, and we are going to be breaking down Season 1, Episode 2, Quickie Fix. Yes, lots of inappropriate innuendo I'm expecting on the show this evening. And you guys can always hit me up with some inappropriate innuendo at Christy Reports on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. We are rolling live on YouTube. I do have the live chat rolling, so let us know what you guys thought about the show. Hit that thumbs up button. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. Please like, rate, and subscribe. Is that right? And comment too. Yep. Do it all, because we love ya. And by we, I mean myself and these gorgeous ladies. Sitting next to me, big fans of Total Divas, loving Total Bellas thus far, Jennifer Leon is here.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Leon. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leon TV.
And of course, Miss Megan Stecker's on the panel tonight. Hello, Megan.
Hi, great to be back this week, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Because we're having fun with this show, and we're having fun with the fans, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They like it as much as we do, and I'm glad to hear that. And tonight's episode was another good one. Quickie Fix. And of course, we are talking about Bree and Brian getting it on, which they have not done since they moved in with John and Nikki. And we learned that, you know, Bree kind of expands on the info we got last week, the little tidbits. Brian is all about the preparation. He needs music, candles, he wants to relax. We get so many details about Bree and Brian's bedroom behavior in this episode.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, ladies?
Not necessary, but...
TMI, but we'll take it?
We got it in the first episode. Like, I got it. So with this one, I don't need to know that he needs to smell and, you know, that kind of thing.
I feel like it was outlined so heavily exactly what he does like and exactly what he doesn't like that I can picture exactly what goes on in their bedroom, and it's a little TMI for me.
Yeah, you could picture it. I think that was the problem. They were so filled with descriptions that... We're just like, okay, now you're thinking. If you weren't thinking before, now you are.
And it's kind of like, if I want to visualize sex, it's not like the slow, sensitive type. Like, like when Nikki was like, sometimes we just stare at each other and we just can't wait to get it on. Like, or like, yeah, I would love him to like rip my skirt up and do me. Like, that's exciting. But
let's hear more about that.
Yeah, but you know, to envision an hour long of getting in the mood with that Himalayan crystal rock lamp. Doesn't do it for me, just saying.
She's like, this doesn't turn you on. This doesn't make you want to just get busy.
Can't.
Not particularly, but...
I think the problem with that is, for years, the WWE has tricked us into thinking this about the Bellas. You can look, but you can't see. So, I mean, why would anybody think as such?
Good point!
At Mark B. Donico, we love that.
Because they're prude vanilla bitches, according to Megan.
Also a very fair point.
My one complaint about Nikki Bella is the overuse of the B word, and she dropped some B-bombs tonight, but she also gave us a little diet info, and this is the kind of stuff that I always want to know from these ladies. We've seen Nicole cheating with donuts. Cheating on her diet with donuts a lot on Total Divas.
Yeah.
And she was talking tonight about being really, really strict. She said she used to eat about 3,000 calories, which for someone who's traveling and working out and stuff, that's... I would have almost expected it to be more. Mm-hmm. But she's gone down to 1,200 a day, so that's less than half. Just habitually, that has to be crazy difficult.
Right. And cutting down all that wine, I'm sure that was really hard for her, too. I think that now that she's not actively working out as much as she was before, mm-hmm. she's now, okay, I'm going to go down to this and just count calories and not worry about protein or anything else, because there's so many other factors, especially when you're so as active as a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's other things going on, and for her to just be like, oh, no, I'm just cutting calories. It's like, well, you can have a Big Mac and, like, you know, some fries and
just don't eat for the rest of the day. Yeah. Or the next day.
You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy. So
exactly. I was just going to say, but I'm not encouraging
that.
Although it sounds delicious.
It
really does.
I would be so cranky. Like you said, habitually, I think you're used to just every day as a pattern eating more. So I think in your mind, you'd be like, I know I'm going to be hungry. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be hungry. Yep, still hungry. And then cutting down on the wine for Nikki, I think is probably an absolute no in her world. So she's got to be struggling.
Yeah. Poor girl. See, you went for the Big Mac. I would just say all wine. Calories.
Oh, yes. Like right? My diet for sure.
Drink those calories. Meanwhile, what's up with Johnny? Johnny and Kathy. Oh, they're my favorite new WWE couple. Well, they have decided that they want to elope. And JJ is just unsure entirely about them getting married at all. This is where we learn that Mama Bella, this would be her third marriage. We've talked before about the ex-husband, meaning the father of Nikki, JJ, and Brie. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard a lot about a second marriage. So this was all very interesting. And I was not surprised that JJ is a little apprehensive. Mm-hmm. He's got to kind of be the man of the family, right? He's taking on that brotherly son role where he's like, no, mom, no, just no.
He's a brat.
You don't take it as being like manly.
No.
He's being bratty.
Mind your business. I mean, it is your mother. I get it. But she can do what she wants, and she's happy. It's all about mm-hmm. her happiness. And I think that he's doing things on purpose to, you know, to kind of, I don't want to jump forward,
throw a little wench in there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I think there was a lot of that. It's bratty to me and catty.
I see what you're saying about the bratty. I think the thing that cracks me up about JJ is his choice of words usually. It's not mm-hmm. that the sentiment is wrong. It's like the way he says it. He sounds like one of the girls giving his mom sass, which I feel like girls can kind of get away with that. It's more of a mother-daughter thing. To hear your grown son who's been married himself for 5 years speak to you like that, it's like, I'm sorry, you sound like a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
Trying to be like, mom, you will pick me up from the mall, but 2 blocks away. It's kind of like how he comes across to me, which is, I think, why I'm not the hugest JJ fan. Ever since he accidentally sexted his sisters, just can't handle a lot of JJ.
Yeah. I agree.
So,
no, everything you're saying is...
That's where I'm at with JJ. I kind of just try to, like, in one ear, out the other.
Well, another thing that he had that was causing some controversy tonight was bringing around his sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. So this is Lauren's sister, Lexi. Mm-hmm. And Lexi is a very attractive young lady. Mm-hmm. And Brie thinks that, you know, she's probably pretty good at floating when she tries to teach Daniel Bryan how to swim. This came about because John Cena and Brie Bella had a really weird to watch. It didn't seem weird for them, but weird as a viewer to see Brie and John in that Jeep together, him trying to teach her how to drive a stick. Were you guys as uncomfortable with this as I was?
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, good.
It was definitely weird. You've never really seen them together ever, so yeah, it was a little weird. And then she also seemed like, you know, he made this experience pleasurable or whatever she said. I don't even remember, but
she was into it.
Yeah, but it seemed almost like a school thing. Like, she was also, like, afraid. Like, he was her, like, superior, and she, I don't know, like, walking on eggshells still.
I had an opposite reaction. Ooh. I loved this scene because I thought we got to see, like, the tender paternal side of John, which I think is hard to bring out. He always seems very drill sergeant to me in that it's like, well, I have a limited amount of time and I told you the schedule and let's go. And he just seems so patient, which is something I don't think of as one of John's virtues, but mm-hmm. apparently it is. I don't know anyone who could be that patient teaching their kid to drive stick. Well, teaching anyone. I just remember my dad teaching me and me being so frustrated. I guess my dad was pretty patient too. So it was sweet to see him, like, a really paternal kind side, especially because he always has little, I feel like little verbal jabs with Bree here and there. Right. They don't seem to be the best of friends. So mm-hmm. I thought it was a great scene.
I see what you're saying, but with Nikki saying, oh, she learned fast. I think that it was kind of like a quick thing and she had to learn quick mm-hmm. and she's smart. So like it wasn't even like if she took a long time, I feel like he would get frustrated. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't see him being that patient. Mm-hmm. I see him like, okay, it's about time you learn now. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think you're right, but did you guys catch that little moment where he yes. put his hand on yes. the plan, the whole thing? I mean, they were really playing it up, but it lasted for a good few seconds. What are they trying to do to us? Right? Heart attack? They want us to have a heart attack.
I think it's just clever editing. I think he actually needed to help her find, like, second gear or something at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't think she really learned to drive stick that day. I think she learned how to go. I think she learned how to go from stop to second, pull in the driveway, and that's about it.
You're probably right on that.
That's really how we saw.
Drive to the end of the gaming community and back right. again. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, I love it. Well, so this is ultimately why Brian asks Lexi mm-hmm. to help him learn how to swim. He's a little jealous when Bree says, oh, you know, John was a pretty good teacher. And once Lexi and Brian get started, Bree gets very, very jelly. And I have always said that Bree is the sassy one out of the two. People always assume just by looking at them, oh, Nikki must be kind of the... I don't want to say the lady jerk, but I don't use that other B word. So, but that's Bree.
Yeah.
And she gets really contentious really quick, and that happened here. I couldn't believe, not knowing how comfortable she is with Lexi, we don't know how close they are, but I couldn't believe that she would say that stuff to Lexi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. low blows.
Yeah.
And Lexi didn't say anything. I'm wondering, though, if she said, okay, look, we're about to film this. I gotta just say a few things. You know? And mm-hmm. it's still family. It's not like some random girl that's walking around with big boobs that is teaching him how to swim. I mean, it's still in the family, mm-hmm. even though it's distant.
I felt like this really stood out to me as a storyline the producers just handed to them to do because of the way that they were all acting super jealous of each other. Obviously, JJ's sister-in-law would not randomly be in Florida for no reason and just, like, happen to be able to teach Brian to swim that morning. Like,
and had packed that swimsuit?
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
Exactly. So, I feel like we could have made it a little less obvious if we were going to go with this storyline. Not yeah. that I'm the producer, but I feel like I could have done a little
yeah.
less obvious. I thought Bree did an amazing job of acting very jealous in that scene, though.
Yeah,
she did. She showed some acting chops.
I thought she was upset for real, but I'm like, this is really standing out as so phony as a scene and a storyline, but she's selling me on really being pissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are actors.
I mean, they are. They're professional entertainers. Yeah. And that's
yeah, some of the best. Some would say that hasn't been Bree's strong point in the ring. She's got more honed talents than the acting part of it. That's so I did buy that she got a little jealous. And I think we've seen that from her before, too.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over with Summer Rae. Remember? She, like, chased Summer Rae down and in Eva, the arena.
In the beginning, yeah.
That's right, yes.
Because she had brown hair, and then they made her turn red.
That's right, yes. Oh, Bree, we got your number on the jealousy, girl. I would love to say what the live chat roll is saying right now, but I can't quite get it rolling, so I'm going to keep trying, guys. I know you're there. I know you are there, and you know where John Cena was? Rehab, as per usual. I'm also trying to bring up the website that reminds me because I know when he had this injury, he was projected to be out for like a year. It was mm-hmm. like 9 months to a year or something like that. And he came back in a matter of 5 months or something. I wanted to give you guys the real numbers because I know maybe some of you reality TV fans weren't following the wrestling stuff that closely. But so he literally rehabbed in like less than half the time because that's what he means when he says, you know, that's my full-time job now. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you guys are curious about, like, when you hear that, are you interested? Do you want to know, like, well, what's he talking about? Rehabbing.
Well, I heard that Nikki said that before, though, when she, I'm pretty sure it was in Total Bellas when she hurt herself and said that John was,
oh,
you know,
was
rehab
on,
so quick.
On Total Divas, was that? He got mad at her for not taking it seriously.
Yeah, right. And so she said that he can just bounce back really quick, and he knows how to do that, and I think he's so strict, and he's so, you know, he is drill sergeant. He does that with himself. Mm-hmm. So I believe it. I think he's one of the few that can do that and just go above and beyond. So that, I mean, that's what I think.
I think it's amazing. Like, I was really happy to hear about his schedule because I think last week Nikki alluded a lot to he's not around a lot. He's never here. And I'm like, well, they're both injured. Where the heck is he? But to know his schedule, for him to have laid it out, I was like, oh, my God. He's already had a rehab workout before they all have coffee together in the morning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously he's doing, putting in, like, the real hard work. And I guess, you know, it shows how much further that can take you and how much quicker that can take you back to the ring when you are putting that time in. I mean, that's amazing, though. He's putting in, basically... So before coffee, his rehab workout, working out all day, and then a second rehab workout, and he's basically missing dinner, it sounds like, because he's coming back to some time for the campfire.
See, he's definitely committed.
Yeah.
And what time is coffee again? Do you guys remember?
I don't remember.
So it has to be super early.
He just said, like,
morning coffee last week, so I don't think there was, like, a set time.
He probably sets the time every day, right? Don't you think? Like, he just goes and sets everyone's alarms when he makes sure that their beds are made. Sets their alarm for the next day.
I mean, I think production's making the schedule, but it's on the call sheet when morning coffee is, but...
I love it. Well, let's take this little break to talk to you folks about BeautyCon Box. This is an awesome subscription box that you can get delivered to your door each season. We bring our content to you for free, and we have some awesome sponsors. This is one of my favorites. You can get over $150 worth of product for only $30. Save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan, or you can pay each month for the box and shipping costs. Check out BeautyCon.com/box to sign up for your subscription. And of course, you know how we do around here. We give you a discount code and you can get 20% off using the code BOXBUZZ. Let's have the ladies are modeling some of the awesome things you can get here. We have the Ofra liquid lipstick in mocha.
These items we have here are from the summer box, which was a big hit. But the ones you're reading, I think, are from the new fall box that you can get.
Yes. So they can also get the Flutter Lash I Slay Lashes. That's Makeup Shayla. I love her. That's her product. And then you also have the
Jouer. Is it Jouer? I know. It's so hard to say. Jouer.
I butchered it pretty bad. I apologize. Lip conditioner. That's Angel Merino's go-to lip product. So make sure you use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off and check out the BeautyCon box because it is a doozy. Thank you, ladies.
Lots of good stuff.
That was great.
Lots of good stuff. All right, let's put this over here.
I feel like we're all getting ready to call stuff, right? I want everything in that box.
I want the Better Than Sex mascara, because apparently that's all we're talking about this week on Total Bellas.
Oh, I love how you just circled it right back, Megan.
It's a quickie.
Well, after Bree and Nikki head to the doctor, which Dr. Uribe says everything looks good. We're glad to hear that. Then they go back home and Bree kind of walks Nikki through, again, this, you know, sex process.
Yeah, which is totally unnecessary.
Right? Meanwhile, after dinner, the guys retire to the cigar room. This is something, when this happened, I was like, you know what? It would have been fun one time, but now this whole guys the cigar room, ladies to the powder room, or wherever it is, it's starting to come off a little cheese ball. But if the guys are going to continue to kind of have these juicy conversations, then I'm okay with it. What did you guys think about all this prenup talk? Johnny Ace going to his future son-in-laws to kind of get their take on what he should do, whether or not he should have a prenup with Mama Bella. What did you guys think about this?
I think sitting in a room and just not knowing what to say or do, it's like you're with these people and it's like, okay, we're here now. I mean, I think it was last episode where they were just sitting down like, okay, cool, now what? And stuff like this happens where you just talk. And I mean, I understand what he's saying by this is family, but bring it up before to your fiance, I think. That's my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think if it were a group of his friends who weren't involved with his family, or if it was his lawyer, if he was talking to someone else before he was going to talk to his fiance about it, those would be the people to do it with. Mm-hmm. But when these are going to be your new extended family, and of course someone's going to go blab back to your fiance, a.k.a. JJ. Of course it was JJ, little gossipy JJ. So obviously he's putting himself in a bad position just by uttering it. If he wanted to talk to John Cena about it, sure, because I think John would totally keep that.
He's got some experience close to the best. In that area. Exactly.
And
also,
I think that's whose opinion he explains later, who he wanted, whose opinion he wanted mm-hmm. when he was talking about it. But gotta watch out for that little JJ.
Yeah. Well, and he kind of takes this opportunity to tell Johnny, hey, I think you guys are jumping in. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of relays his concerns to Johnny. And I thought John Cena's whole, it's like buying a handgun for home safety. It was a good analogy, right?
I feel maybe like it's aggressive.
I was going to say a little extreme, but I kind of went, okay, maybe it's the same.
It's just funny all the things we're becoming so accepting of as a society, or things that are being pushed on us that we should be accepting of these days. And like, but doing a prenup is still so taboo. It's like, well, then you're not really in this for love. You're setting yourself up to fail and get divorced. It's such a hot topic. I feel like still it's funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Also, AKA, how are you going to get money after? You know, there's so many people that go for that and will marry someone just for money. So, I mean, and it's the culture, too. So I can see, I don't know. I won't even get in.
If a man asked you, if it was the man of your dreams and he asked you to sign a prenup, what would you say?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's weird if he went to, like, you know, my kids and said that first. It's mm-hmm. like, well, then why wouldn't you tell me? I don't understand that part of it. But the whole prenup thing, okay, yeah, for sure. That's fine.
Okay. I'd sign it if it was the man of my dreams, but I'd also be disappointed because if he made more money than me and was going to support me, I'd be like, damn it. I so could have got 50%, but if I'm right. signing this, there's going to be an agreement, and it's not going to be 50%. If he's trying to cash me in, if I'm First Wives Club, and he's going to cash me in for a younger model, I want 50%.
See, that's the view that I'm talking about.
I'd yes. still probably sign it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love to hear
But I think that's why people say even anything, is because there's always that in the back of your head, like, well, then what are you going to do for money after? Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people think. Yeah. So.
Well, listen, we live in L.A., Beverly Hills. That's how, and it's not just a male-female thing either. There's some cougars out there and some women of any age who are supporting their men, and that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I never even considered the whole prenup thing because I got nothing. My husband's got nothing. We got nothing together. We probably won't have much eventually. It's fine. It just wasn't necessary.
And you're happy.
Yes. Happy with nobody. Oh, just kidding. I exaggerate. I just look at Nikki Bella and I get sad. That's all I'm saying. if she's giving away handbags, I'll take one. All
in
I'm
that
saying.
15,000 square foot house.
Yes, yeah. Please.
I'll share a room. Like, we can all have a room.
Well, 15,000 foot square house, and yet Bree and Brian decided to finally have their quickie. And to do it in the bathroom.
Ew. Yeah.
But this I bought, though, right?
Oh,
this,
I totally
yeah,
bought
was
it.
Actually,
it
a
happened.
Real
Brian
it
was
happened.
A mess. Yes. That was real. His shirt was on inside out. He wanted to go back to bed just because they had a quickie. Like, took it all out of him. He, like, wasn't thinking straight. She's like, I'll explain to the family what happened. He's like, oh, okay, great. She's like, are you kidding
me? Are you kidding? No.
No, it was great. I've never seen Brian look so disoriented. Although I haven't watched him get injured wrestling, that he may have also looked disoriented at one of those times.
No, then he's got to pretend like he's cool in front of everybody. So yeah, no, he no sells that. But the quickie
we
see all over the face.
While the production crew was there, was interesting.
I wonder though if he actually, I don't know, like, has he ever done that before? Like, how old is he? And
it
never
sound like he hadn't.
Like, ever? Like, I feel like even when you were, like, little, like, you know, young, I don't know. I
just like, what? You mean when you were a teenager you couldn't get it up without the prep even?
Like, how would that be, like, being in the car and be like, wait, let me get a candle. Like, I gotta, let me get the lighter out. Like, what?
He's gonna be a very like generous lover. If he's like, if he feels offended that all he did was give his wife a quickie, he's like, I can't, you're not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. Like, he's so sensitive.
Boobs, vagina.
He's so like we got the full geographical.
To quote Nikki Bella from last week, ugh, listen to how sensitive he is.
I like that. Ew. Before.
Yeah. Oh boy. And this was a perfect time to foray into Mama Bella's terrible first two marriages. Mm-hmm. In the following scene, I'm trying to turn on my my hotspot here so I can get you guys up in the live chat.
Maybe we can
chat.
Get it.
It's not coming. Ooh. All right. Well, so we learned a little bit more about.
We got the live chat coming.
The second. Up. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Thank you, Mark. So we learned a little bit more about this second marriage and that JJ was very close to Kathy's second husband and that he cheated on her, as did the first one, and this made JJ's attitude seem a lot more reasonable to me. Yeah. When you get that he's coming from a place of really being, having seen his mom be hurt, and he's genuinely concerned, did that make you guys, Megan, I know you've been questioning JJ and his motives.
Yeah.
Did this make you feel a little better? Yeah.
Yes, this kind of clarified his actions for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not so much that he wants his mom to be cautious. I'm totally on that train. It's the way he says it. Don't speak to your mom in a disrespectful tone, especially when you're a male. I mean, I feel like girls do it all the time. And then the moms do it back. But it's especially when you're a grown man, like, don't speak to your mom like she's your child.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm totally with him on, let's make sure this is really the one. Maybe you guys don't need to be married. You know, maybe be together for a few years before getting married so that you know this is it and this is the one. Don't they say you're supposed to be together with someone through 4 seasons at least or something before?
Oh, I don't know that rule.
I've never heard that, but it does sound like a good idea.
Something like that.
Sounds pretty reasonable.
And who, it was either Brie or Nikki that's like, well, you guys are living together. It's like you're already married. Well, yeah, so let's just test drive this marriage thing.
Well, yeah, I always say, you know, if you are going to be together forever and you really believe that, then what is the rush?
Yeah.
But I was engaged for 4 years. So
enjoy yes. it though.
Oh my yeah, god,
we got married on our 7-year anniversary. So no rushing. I non-rushed it enough for everyone.
No, I think that's perfect though. And just have fun and live your life. You're never going to be a fiancé again, so.
Well, that's so true. Yeah. And I know so many people who have been married for a long time say that the best parts of their relationship was when, before they were married, when they didn't have a lot of responsibilities and they didn't have kids and bills and maybe a home together and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, why wouldn't you want to extend that as long as you can?
Right.
Yes.
Right. I agree.
That's why I'm not engaged.
I second that.
I'll do my Nikki, like, no ring.
No ring. And if he asked, she would just turn him down. She's like, shut up.
I'll say no.
Shut up right now. I love it. Well, Nikki's feeling a little lonely. Meanwhile, everybody's got somebody, and Nikki thought that she was going to be able to spend all this time with John. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I want to go back really quick.
Oh.
Nikki was disgusted that Brie and Brian hadn't showered.
Oh, yes.
I say, if you didn't sweat. Right.
If it was a quickie, it was a quickie.
Right?
She was so offended by that.
Super offended. And that made me like question my own like not having a problem with it.
No, same.
Yeah.
I think it's hot to like put your clothes back on and carry on with the day like nobody knows we just had a quickie. Like how exciting.
Yes.
I think her and John have a really weird thing, like, now we're filthy that we've had sex. Like, a really, like, Catholic guilt thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something's weird
there. You know what I'm saying? Where it's, like, in your head you thought it was wrong, so you have to shower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know? Something like that for sure.
Totally. No,
or, like, John's like, I'm dirty now.
I don't think it's weird at all that they didn't shower.
No, agreed.
Plus, they had to make it to coffee on time and not get in trouble, so obviously there was no time for showering.
No time for that.
They had to make the bed. Oh, yeah, they did it in the bathroom because they didn't want to mess up the bed, because the rule is to make
it's
the bed.
So funny.
So they didn't want to make the bed the second time.
Oh, my God, you're
makes
right.
Makes sense.
Well, she said that to Nikki, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so sad. Do it on top of the bedspread and just smooth it out.
I feel like Josie may have been a factor as well, because she was running around, and I know they had said last week like that Josie was part of the
problem.
Jumps
up in the middle.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not surprised to hear.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Bathroom it is.
So Nikki's not getting any love from John, and Brie encourages her, hey, you gotta talk to him about this. Meanwhile, she talked to him about going to dinner that night, but she didn't mention, hey, I'm not gonna be able to eat. I'm gonna be shaking it up because I've already had my calories. I say, girl, just don't tell anybody how many calories you've consumed. No one will know, and then you can eat whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. Right. If you're so desperate for time alone with him, then don't just lie about your calorie intake that day. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I know. And the fact that John cared so much, though.
That he's, like, stormed away.
Like,
get out
come
of here.
On.
Too much.
It's like, yeah, you're cute, but then when you start doing that, I'm like, I just feel like
it's almost like he was mad at her for not taking her rehab as seriously as he takes his or something.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Is how I felt.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, I like their dynamic, but then when it comes down to this, it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, I have our live chat rolling now. The usual suspects we love are there. Hey. Claire and Joseph and George.
Hey.
And they're saying, yeah, you know, Nikki is always alone and that Nikki needs John. And George Cicero said, hey, just order a salad. That works, too.
Zero calories for salad.
That works, too. Don't even bring up the calories, Sarah says. Yeah, see, they're with us on this one.
I agree.
Well, Nikki knows for next time. But they did have a nice exchange at the end. I think that's what John wanted. He wanted her to run after him and apologize and still maybe spend the evening together.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right?
And yeah. Just like us girls usually do. You, like, storm out and, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to count to three if he hasn't come after me.
And, I mean, he is feeling badly, I guess he does say. He knows that he's been neglecting her, and he promises, which I'm surprised because John Cena seems like a guy who says, you know, I can't make any promises. Mm-hmm. But in this one, he did. He promised to spend more time with her, so we shall see if that happens.
Yeah, that was cute. This part, that part of everything was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Up until then, I was like, not happy.
No. Well, tell me about, I think you ladies will be very happy at next season's addition to Total Divas, who is Miss Lana. Now, she is engaged to Rusev. You're going to see her have not one but two weddings on Total Divas.
Ooh,
and
fun.
She usually speaks, right? She usually speaks with a Russian accent on Raw and on SmackDown. She is the Ravishing Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So she was with Brie at the Performance Center doing some training, and she wasn't speaking with that accent, which she won't be doing on Total Divas, and it was so weird. It was so weird as a wrestling fan, so used to seeing her open her mouth and hear, you know, shut up! Was what she would always do. And just seeing her, hear her be normal. She is from America, but she grew up in parts of Europe. And that was odd for me.
That's funny.
Did this scene make you guys interested in her at all? We didn't see a ton of her, but are you looking forward to seeing Lana on Total Divas?
I'm excited for more people, for sure. I always love when they bring new people in and take some of the other girls out that I'm not too big of fans of.
Same.
You know, and just it's good to rotate. And I like that. There will be new drama. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And she seems cool. We didn't see too much, but
she's very cool.
She's really pretty, and I'm like, oh, fun. Like, a new person I'm interested in. What's their backstory? Who are they friends with behind the scenes during all the days they're on the road wrestling? All of that I'm very interested in. And like you said, new blood. Like, the girls I wasn't so fond of, like, bye. And excited for a new face.
Right.
New story.
Because we saw a promo for Total Divas tonight kind of mixed in with this scene. And everyone noticed, people were tweeting me about it today, that they noticed that Paige is missing. And we know that Paige was shooting for Total Divas through her first suspension. She was recently suspended for a second time for violating the wellness policy. I'm sure you all have heard. And she was not in the promo, perhaps maybe because she was suspended while they were shooting the promo. Now, a WWE suspension wouldn't necessarily mean that she couldn't do Total Divas, but there was a lot going on with Paige at this time. So we shall see, and I will always keep you posted, of course. So cool to get a little Lana preview in this episode. And on Brie and Mama Bella's way back, they call up Nikki, and Nikki's got her on speakerphone, and we learn that Brie has told Mama Bella, as I believe JJ wanted her to do, although he denied it,
about this whole
prenup situation, and it sounds like the shiz is about to hit the fan. Guys,
I'm having a lightning bolt aha moment.
Oh.
Maybe JJ wanted Brie to tell so that this would slow down the wedding. You know, so there would be a fight. There'd be a fight. There'd be a lot of, like, let's rethink. Let's discuss. Are we rushing this? We should cool it. We should pump the brakes if I don't know him or if he's going to go behind my back. JJ, you little scandalous.
Oh. Megan's got your number, JJ.
Yeah, like, don't do it too quick. I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking for a total different reason that he did it on purpose, but I'm with you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that he just, you know, didn't want her to get married for a third time and was trying to sabotage a little bit.
She got sassy.
Oh,
she did.
It's surprising. Now, we usually, yes. Mama Bella, she is sassy, but she also comes across sometimes as a bit of a pushover. And what we've heard about her, what's happened to her in past relationships, it sort of seems like she maybe could be the more passive person in the relationship. But she did not like to hear that he had been talking about this with everyone before talking to her. Mm-hmm. And we also learn in the meantime that John Cena is really, really good at the whole, oh, I'm having a bad connection. We got to turn this off. I mean, was that genius?
So genius.
It was,
oh my gosh,
so good. It sounded like we were listening to an editor push a mute button every few seconds. And I was like, this is incredible. And I watched the show at home. I rewound it and made my boyfriend come watch the scene with me. I was like, watch how good John Cena is at pretending there's a bad cell phone connection. And my boyfriend's mouth's hanging open. He's like, this is epic. Like, I just need to get that little captured video on my phone and, like, put it on Twitter every now and then for fun. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I want to learn how to do that.
Me too.
I know, right?
It's like, a good, what? It's instruction.
A really good skill.
You know, the important thing is...
No.
That was the best.
Anyone calling you for anything you don't want to talk about, you need to know how to do this.
We're going to hone our skills and maybe we'll give them to you next week. Yes. We'll do it for you all next week and you guys can judge in the live chat. Well, Johnny kind of made a good point. He said, you know, I wanted to go get the information first and then I was going to talk to you. And JJ kind of says that he's changed his mind. JJ liked that Johnny came to them. He said, you know, you have to realize that he sees us as starting to see us as family, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I kind of agreed with that, but I felt while we were watching, like, you ladies maybe didn't.
I'm not going to lie. I liked when he said that. He said, I'm going to stop you right there. Aren't they my family now, too? I don't think I've changed. I thought it was a great point, but I don't think I've changed my mind from what I thought in the beginning as far as, like, either mention it to people that aren't going to go gossip to her about it or mention it to her first.
Mm-hmm. I think it was an excuse. They're my family. Why can't I say? I, again, think that he just blurted it out. He didn't expect to say it that night. Mm-hmm. And they're bored in the cigar room. And what else are you going to talk about? Hey, guys, let me bring up something pretty big and let's just talk about it for a couple hours while we sit here and do nothing.
Hey, he used to work for the creative part of WWE. He knows how to make storyline.
Yeah. So I think he just, I don't know, did that just because. I don't think that it was thought out or planned.
No. Our live chat's giving him a little credit, too. Joseph Boza says Johnny was doing his homework. You got to give him credit. And
but at least Sarah's, say something.
Yeah, I agree. Sarah's going so far as saying, she said, I either really like John or don't like him. There's no in between.
He I'm does with
his,
you.
His behavior is very polarizing, for
yeah.
sure. For sure. And we learn at the end of this that very quickly, kind of out of nowhere, in a Frankenbite voiceover type of thing yes. that they tried to make look like happened during the conversation. But we did hear that Mama Bella has decided to get married on a yacht in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And these are, again, the Instagram photos that we saw when it happened, when it all went down. Megan noticed they were wearing mic packs, so cannot wait to see that.
Yes, but I'm also sad that they're not romantically eloping with no one knowing where and when and having drinks on the beach after. Because that's my dream of what to do. Like, no one's involved. It's no one's business. There's no picking a dress. There's no flowers. It's like, I don't care who marries us in some court office somewhere, and then we're just like kicking back in a bikini.
Well, because you never see like the parents do that to their kids. You know, it's always like the young kids being like, oh, you don't want us to get married? We'll elope. Like, that would just be an interesting reality TV thing.
I just think it's so romantic because it's only about you and your marriage and your relationship. It's not about the ceremony and the
show.
Making a big party out of it. It's just.
I agree. Yeah, it's
promising
romantic
to be partners.
Mm-hmm. Just run away. It is. But, you know, I guess a yacht that's a few people, and I guess that could be romantic too. And let's see how things play out, though, because I'm sure she'll talk about it, and we'll
some
see
kind
it.
Of wedding so. Day.
And we'll be talking about it next week, right back here. Is there anything you ladies want to add about the episode tonight?
I think that's everything I have,
Well, spray tan? The spray tan.
Oh, okay. Can I get one of those in my house?
Yeah, it's like she's always prepared.
She so is. She so is. And you know she got that for free. Like, someone sent that to her, and it's probably uber expensive.
Yeah. Or, like, her professional spray tan person that comes to the house, it's, like, just what they use every time they come, but they just leave it there.
Or she's getting paid.
To hawk it?
Either one.
Well
I don't know. That could very well be.
But, yeah, I don't know. That was really funny. If Brian was to sit there and just go, all right, I'll watch you get
spray
tan. What do you think would happen?
Our chat role is split on JJ. Oh. They're like our panel. Well, on that note, I know someone in the chat did say that they hadn't heard the latest about Paige. So on that note, I'm going to give you the latest on these Bella twins. Let's head into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hold tight, Claire Bowie. Bella Blunders is coming too. And this first little tidbit is a lot of fun. You guys have maybe seen on their social media that the Bella twins have their own wine coming out.
What?
Okay, this is some info that I kind of pieced together from Nikki Instagrammed a picture calling a man named Tim Martin, who owns Tusk Estates luxury wine brand, and calling him her winemaking partner in an Instagram pic. And then if you look, there's more of them visiting a vineyard and talking about making their own wine. So,
girls, smart.
I can't wait for that.
I'll be drinking in my Birdie Bee's underwear.
Yes!
We're going to be popping it open here, so...
Thank you for that segue, Megan Stecker.
Oh,
I do want to update everybody on the latest with Birdie Bee. It's totally a go. We saw the start of it on the last season of Total Divas, and actually I saw some footage in a trailer that looks like we are going to see more of their creative process on the new season. And you guys can sign up for updates at birdiebee.com, and then they'll let you know when they start selling products. I can't wait for that. Follow at Birdie Bee on Twitter and at Birdie Bee Brand on Instagram. They have really cute pictures of them, like at the factory, visiting with the shark Damon Dash, and visiting the HSN offices.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes.
That's where they're going to sell it?
Well, it certainly
we'll be on the phones.
Seem that way. That's right.
I hope it's what's the special value of the day thing? I hope they do that to launch it.
They're going
to
be so good on HSN.
Oh, because
they're brilliant.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Well, to give you guys a little bit of a ring update on Miss Nikki Bella, she was victorious over one Carmella at the WWE SmackDown pay-per-view that happened this last weekend. It was called No Mercy. Nikki and Carmella had a great match. And if you guys are starting to get interested in this whole wrestling thing, or there's also a lot of other Bellas-related programming on the WWE Network, you can get it. Go to WWE.com. It's $9.99. The first month is usually free. And I'm not hawking it. I just don't want you guys to miss out. They have a show called Ride Along, where they show Nikki and Brie in the car when they're going to the next city.
Just
they're so really fun. You can get all the seasons of Total Divas, so make sure, and then if you do, just check out that No Mercy match. Just see if you like it. If you have wrestling questions, just tweet me. Just, you might like it. I just want everybody to watch wrestling. On that note, Daniel Bryan is on day 5 of a juice cleanse, and he biked 65 miles yesterday.
Not surprising.
Oh my god, on a juice cleanse? How do you have energy?
Yeah, right?
I tried to do a cleanse one time, and I almost passed out from no energy, and I was... done after 4 hours. I was like, forget it.
Done.
I don't have the energy to think about a juice cleanse. I can't do that.
There you go.
Well, I know, but I've tried my hand at it a little bit. And after the first few days you feel crappy, and then after a few days you usually feel really good. So I'm not surprised to hear that, but I think maybe it's going downhill from here for him. He's not going to be biking tomorrow. That's for sure.
Tired.
And and the dark match. Yes, thank you, Ashley. Let's talk about that since it's news and gossip. So after SmackDown went off the air on Tuesday night, who do you suppose Nikki teamed up with for a 3-on-3 dark match?
I already know this, so I'm not allowed to say.
I don't know.
I saw it on Twitter.
So she and her man John Cena were in on a team with Dolph Ziggler.
Scandal.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. The ex-boyfriend. Can you believe it? They teamed up against Baron Corbin, The Miz, and Carmella.
I believe. And they all did hit their finishers at the same time. They did what we'll call a 15-knuckle shuffle, which was kind of a an improv on John's move since it was the three of them. So that's just fun footage to see them all performing together. You could tell they were having a great time. So make sure you check that out. I retweeted it, actually. So
oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. That is all we have for news and gossip. So now let's get to what our chat roll is waiting for, the Bella Blunders. Da-da-da-da. So after last week, I kind of said, you know, we're at beginner status here. What we're going to do is we're going to bring up a past situation, probably from Total Divas, where we saw Nikki or Brie make a little blunder. You know, the ladies are not, they don't claim to be rocket scientists, and they can laugh at themselves, and that is the thing that I love the most about them. So ladies, I'm going to make this one an A or B tonight. Nikki or Brie, make it a little easier for you.
Okay.
All right, so this is from a Total Divas scene. If you'll remember, this Bella twin and her man were out and about and got accosted for several pictures from fans. A whole bachelorette party wanted their picture, and it was a whole thing. And the Bella boy ended up saying, oh man, you know, this is becoming a really tumultuous evening. And the Bella twin in question said, oh, tumultuous? What does that mean again? Thus telling us that not only does she not know what tumultuous means, but she has been told previously what it means and can't remember. Very endearing, of course. Ladies, I ask you, which Bella twin committed this tumultuous Bella blunder?
Nikki.
I say Nikki.
Nikki? Ding, 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 ding! It was Nikki. She and John were on their way, I believe, to an anniversary dinner.
Yes, I remember
and,
this.
And the bachelorette party was really aggressive. They, like, asked them to take more pictures, and it was a whole thing. Yes.
To be honest, I don't see Brian would say tumultuous and whatever.
That doesn't seem like a Dan O'Brien.
Right. No. I just, yeah.
Well, thank you for playing along, lady. So Jen now has 1 point. Megan has two.
Yes.
You are the one to beat, Megan. On that note, let's do a few quick predictions before we roll
After
out.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I hope that we get into Mama Bella's wedding next week. And I'm thinking that whenever we do, JJ is going to revert back to not being so cool about it. And I'm wondering if maybe either Nikki or Brie will end up making it more about Brie about her marriage or Nikki about not being married yet. I just, Mama Bella's a mama, and I see her taking a backseat even at her own wedding. Mm. So what do you guys think is in store for the future of Total Bellas?
Well, I definitely hope that we start talking about Mama Bella's wedding. I agree with you. And I think that there's going to be more John drama with his house, because I don't think that we got too much into that in this episode. So next episode, I think that there's going to be more of that and more of just drama with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week's episode is called Who's the Boss?
Oh, there you go.
So you might be on something there. Oh. What do you think, Meg?
I predict a lot of JJ-centric stuff next week. I think this whole, like, phony storyline with him pretending he wants to, like, audition for NXT is going to take a big portion of the episode, and it's going to annoy the crap out of me because I think it's so phony. We really don't need to get JJ any more involved in the show than he already is. My personal taste.
I think we're going to end up thinking that it was supposed to be a phony storyline, but I feel like JJ might think it's legit. Yeah, because I have always thought that he was a little envious of the fame.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, and I think he wants a little piece of it, and I'm not surprised.
I could see that.
Not strike me as a wrestler.
Our chat roll. No.
And even the mom laughed, really.
The mom was like, really?
She would know.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Exactly.
Our chat roll is predicting that Brie gets drunk and trashes the house.
Ah, I would love that.
I like that.
Brie, I like that. Well, whatever goes down, we will be right here breaking it down for you next week. But you can keep up with us in the meantime. Megan, where would they do that?
Guys, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat is all the same name. It's at Megan Stecher, and that's MEGANSTECHER.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right, and guys, you can always hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. Please also check out X-Pac 12360 right here on AfterBuzz TV. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you will learn something. You'll love it. And, I usually say Total Bellas, but you're already watching that. So come back next week. We will see you for Who's the Boss. Have a great week, and don't forget to celebrate life.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.